the Torah becomes tame, and the Tefillah becomes tame, and Mimela, not only doesn't it work its tayelos, but to the contrary, it goes to the Tzad HaTumah, to the Koyach of the Sitra Akra. It gives Koyachas to the Koyach of the Sota. That's what happens to a person that's Matame his mouth. The Chofetz Chaim, right, it says the same Yisoyim. And he says, Marshal Mahadavar Daimah, you have a surgeon, a well-known surgeon, that's very good with surgery, but he has one minor problem. He doesn't sterilize the scalpel, he doesn't sterilize the instruments in between one surgery and the other. So as a shot, not only won't the surgery do what it's supposed to do, but it's going to cause damage. If he goes from one patient to the other with unsterile equipment, he's going to spread disease to other people. Zokta Chofetz Chaim, someone that speaks Lashon Hara, and he says the Rei Torah, and he davens, and the words come out, it creates Tamei Dikim Alochim, it creates Lehefer. Not only doesn't it work Tayelos, but it creates a terrible, terrible Hashchas in the world. He puts out poison words into the world. And that's why the Chofetz Chaim says, the Mali Aimer rather says, that he answers a famous Kasha. He says, Mi Ho Yishech Chofetz Chaim, who is the man that wants life? Nitzar l'shayin chameira, u'tzvasecha medaber mirma. Sur meira, stay away from bed, v'asei toi, bakei sholem v'rodfei. So the Mepharshim asked the Kasha, why do you first say Nitzar l'shayin chameira, u'tzvasecha medaber mirma, and then you speak about the loisasi in the essays? Loshtar happens to be one of the loisasis in the Torah. So why do we make a hakdama? Why do we preface the surmei rav asay toiv by first saying the tzar l'shayin chamei ra u'shasecha medavim yirma? So zokta mali ha'aymer for this very reason. A person could daven, a person could learn Torah and think he's doing tremendous mitzvahs. But if he speaks lashon hara, he's metame his mouth, he contaminates his mouth, then all the words of Torah and all the words of tefillah, not only aren't they mekayem their tachlis, but lehepach, they cause hashchasim. So the first you say is, before you do the mitzvahs, sterilize your equipment. Make sure the ikar keli that we have working for us is the mouth. First sterilize your mouth, make sure that it's clean. Then sur me rav, I say to you, when you do the mitzvahs, which many of the mitzvahs are Talmud Torah, many of the mitzvahs are tefillah, being mechazik other people. So if you first sterilize your mouth, then your mouth will be heilig, it'll accomplish the gevaldik zaken it's supposed to accomplish. But if you're not mekayim first in itzol l'shayim chamei rav, adarabah v'adarabah, you can cause terrible hashkos. So k'mali ha'imer. So what taka happens to the Torah and the tefillah of the Mitzayrah? It causes terrible damage. Aber, if the fellow does tshuva, and he taka has charata to everything that he did, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu does a chesed with him, retroactively all of that Torah and all of that tefillah becomes Torah with his tshuva. That's why the Torah's Meramis does over here, Zois Tihi at Torah's HaMetzaira, beyond Taharasai. This will be the Torah of the Metzaira. When will it be Torah? When will it be Torah with Kedusha? Beyond Taharasai, on the day that he does Tshuva, retroactively, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be retired out as well. Which is a Gevaldik Chesed, that if you spread poison into the atmosphere, HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows you to do Tshuva, and Lamafreya becomes Torah. That's why it says Zeis Tihiye. Right now, the words of the Torah and the words of the Tefillah that emanated from his mouth, they cause Hashchasa. Of Zeis Tihiye Torah Samitzayra, when will attack and become Amizdik and Torah? Beyond Taharasai, on the day that he does Shuv. There's a famous Medrash. Again, to this week's parasha. There was a peddler, Maisa Vereichel Echad. There was a peddler that went from town to town, right near the city of Tzipori. And he used to go around announcing, he was like the old-time medicine men. They used to go around with a horse and wagon peddling their medicines. And he said, Man boy lemizvan sam hachayim. Who wants to buy the potion of life? Who wants to buy the potion of life? So people came running from all over. What could be better to have a potion that's going to lengthen your life? People were almost pushing, you know, to get that medicine. Rav Yanai, he lived nearby. He's already an old man. He heard the commotion outside. Here's who wants to live, who wants the potion of life. Here's a commotion. She calls out the window to this medicine man. Can you please come up here? I can't go down. Please come up here and show me what you have. So the medicine man told him, you don't need this medicine, or people like you don't need this medicine. It's not for you. So please, please come up here. I want to see what you have. So he came up there. He had with him a scroll, Sefer Tehillim. And he opened up. He says, Mi ha'isha chafetz chayim? Who is the man that wants life? He loves his days to see the good in them. Hold back your tongue from speaking bad or from speaking sly things. And then Surmei Rava Seitei. So Yanai said, all my life I've been reading this pasuk, and I never deheard it the way I deheard it now because of this reichel. He was makritaped to this reichel, this peddler, for sending him the potion of life. So all the varshim ask a kasha, what, Rabbi Yanai never knew this pasuk before? Everybody knows this pasuk. The child Mechayim knows this pasuk. So what exactly was the reichel and the chadish to Rabbi Yanai that he never knew before? So Ritzel of Petterberger says the pshat, that you learn the pasuk, you learn the pasuk, and on the tzorlo shayin chameira, so sechem gabe mirma. You know, you understand that it's an aveira to speak lashon hara. But what's going to happen? Like all aveiras, you do aveiras, pasuk lavai, in the world to come, they'll give you a punishment. When this reichel said man boy chaya, like the old medicine men, they used to come around with their horse and wagon, and people were rushing to him. And he was selling it. He said, this isn't stam mitzvah and aveira. This is mamish, the potion of life, and it adds life to a person. He says, that I never heard before. Well, when he came, when the medicine man came, or he posed under the guise of a medicine man, and he said, man boy chaya, and people came running from all over. He now heard it's not stam an aveira like all other aveiras. Not speaking lashon hara is taki, it gives extra life. It's Yodua that the Chofetz Chaim, by his 80th birthday, he made a suda. He made a birthday party for himself. Imagine the Chofetz Chaim having a birthday party. Never made a birthday party. I think by 70 he also made a birthday party. He wasn't, because he wasn't the Bar Krisus anymore. You know, he wasn't the Bar Chorus. But by his 80th birthday, he made a birthday party. So he invited the Rav. The Rav Radin, a couple of other people, he made a small birthday party. So they were all wondering, what's up with the Chofetz Chaim, so it fit to make a birthday party? What's the pshat? So he explained himself. He says, Gevenklich, a birthday is a day of tremendous achrayas. It's not necessarily a day of simcha, it's a day of contemplation, it's a day of introspection. So why did he make a suit? He said, yes, he spent all of his life spreading the word of Miho Isha Chofetz Chaim, Ayub Yom Lir Estayu. See, he always used to sit there. What happens if he's not going to live long? And what happens if he lives an average length of life and then he dies? So people will say, yeah, you see, you know, he spread the word, Lashon Hara or whatever, Miho Isha Chofetz Chaim, and he was called a Chofetz Chaim. He died like anybody else. So always I was afraid, I had that pachad, that could be a Chil Hashem. But now that I reached my 80th birthday, I still hope to have Arichas Yonim, of Alachalapachas Gvuras. 80 already is beyond what the average life is. Memela, now it's time to make a Suda. At least I'm avoiding that Chilul Hashem. But the Chofetz Chaim took it literally. Miyohisha Chofetz Chaim, that if a person is Taki Zoyer, look at Miloshin Hara, Taki adds life. The Torah Shaykh Meira, Usur Secha, Medaba Nirma. I had a Deher, my own Deher, in that pasuk which it says in Mishlei, Moves v'chayim biyad loshen. Death and life is in the hands of the tongue. That is literally, you know, people could sometimes use their tongue and it does terrible, terrible damage. Moves v'chayim biyad loshen. But I have to hear, based on something that Rav Dessler says. Rav Dessler in the Sefer Michtam Aliyo says, we find the Indian of Ein Hara. Give someone a bad eye. What does that mean, Ayin Hara? What exactly is the concept of Ayin Hara? So Desla says a Chiddush Gadol. Desla says that all Yidden are connected to each other. If we would have spiritual eyes, we would see that there are pipes connected to one another. The same way in the body, there are veins and capillaries and arteries, and they circulate, the blood circulates throughout. That's the way Klal Yisrael works. There are pipes connected from one to the other, and bracha circulates from one to the other. And every person lives off of the rest of Klal Yisrael. But if somebody doesn't fagin yen for some reason, like he thinks to himself, why does that guy get what he has? In a way, you're cutting off the circulation between you and that person. And one never knows off of whom a person gets his ikur chiyus. So if a person thinks to himself, does he really deserve that? Or why does he get so much and I have so little? He's in essence cutting off the circulation between himself and that person, and one never knows what kind of a damage that does. That's the Indian of Ayin Hara. So he's up to desk. So I was thinking that in Lashon Hara, it could be the same thing. Every person is an Oilam Mali. If let's say in my world, I have 50 friends. And in my world, I have 50 friends, 50 people that I know, and they're all living directly off of me. And a person comes and tells me Lashon Hara about one of them. So it comes out that now in my world, I have nothing against this fellow. I didn't have any bad experience with this fellow. Somebody else comes and tells me something that happened with somebody else. That means in my world now, I'm cutting off my circulation from one of the people in my world. So I'm not giving him bracha for myself, and by cutting myself off to a certain degree, I'm not getting bracha from him. So that life circulation between me and that fellow comes out, it's cut off. That's mavis v'chaim v'yad lashon. The tongue could be greater than mavis v'chaim. We never know whom we live off of. We never know whose circulation gives us our ikur chiyus. And if in our world we were friendly with a bunch of people, and because of lashon hara, the circulation is cut off to one of them, it might affect me for listening. It might affect the person that it was said about. Because now I'm no longer as friendly as I was before. That's mavis v'chaim v'yad lashon. There's another Mayudik lesson in this week's parasha. It says, Kisovoyu al Eretz Canaan. When you come to the land of Canaan, Vinosati Negat Tsaras Bebeis Eretz Achuzaska. I will place a plague in the house that you inherit. Zokrashi. Bisura Hilohan. This is a Bisura, it's news. The plagues come upon the house. Why? Because the Amorim hid treasures in the walls of their house. For the 40 years that the Yidden were in the Midbar, the Amorim heard that the Jews are coming, and they were afraid that they're going to take away their treasures. So they hid their treasures in their walls. Through the nega, the house is knocked down, and he finds it. So Mel, it's a basura. Let them know. When you find the nega, there are treasures hidden over there. So the Mefarshim has a kasha. There's a Gemara in Erech, and we mentioned this Gemara last week. The Gemara in Erech and Dr. Zion says that one of the reasons why a nega comes on a house is because of Tzoras Ayin. Because you don't fagin yen, why does he have? Why don't I have? Or, because if a fellow wants to come and borrow something from you, you say, I'm sorry, I can't lend it to you. For no reason at all. Because a person is not kind to others, he's a tzar ayin, he's stingy with others, because of that, the nega comes onto his house. So, number one, you have to know, what's the mida connected mida? What does the nega on the house have to do with tzar's ayin? That's number one. Number two, if he's taka and sarayin, if he's taka stingy with others, so why does he merit to have a treasure that he finds in the walls? Manasha, if he's a tsarayin lehepach, a stingy person should not be zayicha to a treasure. Why is this person zayicha to a treasure? So the Svarim HaDoshim, what I'm about to say is not my own, is based on what the Svarim say. Rav Moshe in Darish Moshe says a little bit like this, and other Svarim say the same thing. Let's be mizbainin over here. Let's picture to ourselves what happened over here. You have a fellow, let's call him Reb Ich, Reb Ani. He's interested in himself. He's not interested in other people. And that's the way his family, usually the parents are like that. The kids pick up on it rather quickly. The guy never lends out his stuff. The wife never lends out her stuff. They're well off. The guys could lend it out. They don't want to share with other people. One day, he sees this funny color appearing on a couple of the bricks of the house. What's this? A little strange. He knows there's a thing called the nega. I better go to the kohen. He goes to the kohen. He's not allowed to say nega nirali babayis. Why? Even though he's not the one that's paskening, the kohen is the one that's paskening. So what difference does it make what he says? Kin negali. Why? You have to show you're afraid of it. I'll tiftach pel l'sotan. Don't even say that. Don't even utter it from your words. It's a terrible, terrible thing. Kin nega nirali babayis. It appears like a nega. But you know how to utter the word. It's out. If that fellow saw a terrible, terrible tragedy. Kohen looks at it, checks it out. I hate to break it to you, but we have to close up the house. This might be serious. They check it out. The thing spreads. What happens? They have to take out everything from the house. No one's allowed to be in the house. I have to take out everything. Every single thing from the house. All the furniture, all the dishes, everything is out in the street. Now imagine what a family looks like in front of the house, like they're dispossessed. They're out in the street with their furniture, with their clothing, with everything. Like everything is in disarray. And all of a sudden, the missus says, "Who put the dishes out in the open? Who put them out in the open? So stupid as me, you could have done. I've been keeping these dishes hidden. You know, all of her neighbors, can I borrow a few dishes? We're making a simch. I'm sorry, I don't have any." And now, one of the kids, when they brought out the dishes, you know, out in the open, there it is, you know, everybody sees, oh, she said she didn't have dishes. She has a beautiful set of dishes. And the head of the household says, my lawnmower that I've been keeping for myself, it's out in the open. Who put it out in the open? What a stupid thing to do. And then, mamish, bizui bizyanis. Number one, the Bezyanis are being out in the open, left without anything. You know, they don't know what they're going to do. There's a tremendous pachad. Number two, the Bezyanis, the neighbors pass by and they see, there are the dishes, there's the lawnmower, there's his beautiful ties that he was never able to lend out to anybody. And they're mamish, mavuzim, mavuzim, mavuzim. What are we going to do? How are we going to come up? Besides the Bezyanis, practically speaking, what are we going to do? So Rabbi Yanin, from down the street, he has a big house. He comes over to him. He says, "Rabani, Rabich." He says, "You're invited to come. I have a mamish, a beautiful basement. You come there, you can stay as long as it takes. It's open. It's furnished. You don't have to worry about a thing. I have a storage house on the side. Put everything there. Don't worry about it." I said, "Sure. I'm imposing upon you." No. It's fine. It's beautiful. Come in. You can live with me. Don't worry about a thing." That feels like 2 cents. Number one, he has to come on to Yanim, literally to Yanim, you know. And here, all these years, he didn't want to share anything with anybody else. And over here now, his family is totally, totally in somebody else. And where he was a tzar ayin, and now he sees he's going to have to be here for a while. He's totally, totally on the other guy, and he's there. And every day that passes by, that he's totally in someone, he mamish feels like 2 cents. What can he do? He has no choice. And mamele he learns what it means to do chesed, and mamele he also learns what it feels to be on the receiving end of chesed. And he realizes what happened all those times when they didn't want to do chesed with others. You know, how they could have made other people feel good, and now they didn't make them feel good, and this is what they suffered. So they got Bezyanis, everybody saw. Number two, the Bezyanis, he has to come on to somebody else, which is also a Bezyan. At the same time, he sees the feeling of what it means to be on the receiving end of Chesed, what you can do for Yanim. It teaches the guy a tremendous lesson. So once he learned this lesson, once the family has been broken, once the family HaKadosh Baruch Hu was machnia them, they do tshuva. The derech of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that when you give somebody a patch, like a parent, give a kid a patch, afterwards you make a glut. You know, the fellow's been put in his place already, no need to cause any more. Adarab, I want to be misameyakim. There's a treasure inside. And Mela with the Musr, there's also Zaycha to a treasury afterwards. He had to earn it. He had to go through the Bizyanis. He had to go through the Tzaros Lechatchila. But the Saif Dabar is, after the fellow Taka does Tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him the Gleb, there's your treasure. Tzidkoscha Kaharei Kale, Mishpotecho Tahim Rabba. This is a midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At the same time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu meets out justice to a person and he shows him the midas hadin, at the very same time, Tzidkoscha Kaharei Kale, the tzedek of Hashem is so great that both mamas come at the same time. At the same time of Mishpot. Ba'asher Mishpotei Shom Po'oloi. Where there is the judgment of Hashem, there he does great things for the person as well. He doesn't want to be daft to break the person. At the same time, he's causing the person to be machmir himself and to do tshuva. At that very same time, he also gives him a treasure. That's the chesed from HaKadosh Baruch. But it's deeper than that. It's deeper than that. He's zeichet to another treasure. And a treasure that's more important than what was buried in the wall. Until now, his heart was buried. And it was wrapped around by a mechitza that wasn't willing to help anybody else. But now that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was machnia him, and he taught them this lesson, he broke that barrier that covered his heart, now his heart is open to everybody else. That's a treasure that's even more valuable. That's a treasure he didn't realize that he had. And now he's able to come close to people. The greatest chesed that Hashem did this with this person is that now he's going to do chesed with other people. He discovered that he has a heart. He discovered that he can help other people. That is the greatest chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for him, and that is the greatest treasure. And the icing on the cake is, if you really look, he really did the same thing as the Emirim. What did the Emirim do? They had treasures, and they didn't use them, they didn't lend it to others, they'd rather bury it in the wall than have it out in the open, have anybody else have hanoah from it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed that's exactly what you did. Look what happened to the Emirim. They buried their treasure, they closed it off, and who ended up using it? They didn't use it. The neighbors didn't get that hanoah from it. Nobody. Somebody else totally from a different nation had hanoah from it. That's the lesson to be learned. If a person takes his own goods and his own riches and he buries them not to have hanoah from, it could be he's not going to have not going to end up having hanoah from it b'chlal on his own. That's the shadow over here. What was the midah connected midah we said? Those are the midah connected midah. There's a nega over here. So when he held back everything, it now gets shown to everybody, and that's machnia the person, because he has to come on to others. That's the midah connected midah. Now he has to cash the lechayra. How could it be that the tzarayim should be zeichet to the treasure until he gets to that treasure? There was a lot of tzar that he had to go through. He had to go through a cleansing process. He had to go through a tshuva process. The treasure is just the cherry that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him at the end. Because he did tshuva, because he learned the lesson, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does the chesed, he gives him that treasure. Agudin Shabbos, everyone else.